The Salinas Valley stretches between two mountain ranges in California, the inviting, sun-filled Gabelins to the east and the dark, brooding Santa Lucias to the west. This isn't just a setting, but a living character in Steinbeck's masterpiece. The valley follows California's 30-year water cycle, lush years of explosive wildflowers followed by decent seasons, then devastating droughts when the land cracks open. Yet people consistently forget the dry years during wet ones and forget the wet during drought, mirroring our tendency to ignore history's lessons. Into this landscape came two remarkable families whose intertwined destinies form the novel's backbone, the Hamiltons and the Trasks. Samuel Hamilton, an Irish immigrant with wandering blue eyes and clever hands, homesteaded harsh, dry land while raising nine children. Despite his inventive spirit and wisdom that drew men from miles around, Samuel remained poor, suggesting that true wealth lies in character rather than possessions. The Trask family story begins with Cyrus, a Civil War veteran who lost his leg after just 30 minutes of combat, but fabricated an elaborate military expertise. His sons respond differently to his harsh parenting. Adam retreats inward, while Charles develops a dangerous competitive streak. When Adam accidentally outperforms Charles, or when Cyrus treasures Adam's simple gift, a stray puppy, over Charles's expensive knife, Charles's jealousy erupts into violence. This pattern establishes the novel's exploration of sibling rivalry and inherited sin. This rivalry repeats in the next generation through twins Cal and Aaron. Despite identical appearance, they develop distinct personalities. Aaron is golden-haired with blue eyes, naturally drawing affection. Cal grows dark-skinned and dark-haired, quick-minded and secretive. Cal craves the warmth that comes naturally to Aaron, but his attempts to imitate his brother appear suspicious, teaching him to expect rejection. In Salinas, where they move for better schools, Aaron falls in love with Abra Bacon, making her his idealized vision of purity, while Cal discovers the truth about their mother through night wanderings. Into the brothers' lives comes Kathy Ames, perhaps American literature's most chilling villain. Born with a malformation of the soul, she lacks normal human empathy while possessing an angelic appearance. Golden hair, heart-shaped face, tiny rosebud mouth. Yet something in her gaze disturbs people, making them look twice. Unlike most children who seek conformity, Kathy never conformed. Her genius lies in calculated lying that serves specific purposes of escape or profit, and she understands human sexuality as a weapon while remaining immune to its influence herself. After murdering her parents by burning down their house, she reinvents herself and becomes a brothel operator's mistress. When he discovers her true nature, he beats her savagely and leaves her for dead. The injured Kathy crawls to the Trask farm, where Adam falls hopelessly in love with her despite Charles's suspicions. On their wedding night, she drugs Adam and sleeps with Charles, creating a paternity mystery that will echo through generations. After selling his farm share to Charles, Adam takes his reluctant bride across the continent to California's Salinas Valley, embodying the American journey of reinvention. Adam's vision is biblical in scope. Vast alfalfa fields, eucalyptus windbreaks, exotic fruits, and innovative irrigation. Every element, from copper nails to hardwood beams, is chosen for permanence, representing not just a farm, but the American desire to create a new Eden. Samuel Hamilton helps locate water on the property, though he privately harbors concerns about Kathy's cold demeanor. The dream implodes when Kathy gives birth to twin boys, Caleb and Aaron, then shoots Adam and abandons the family. She makes her way to Salinas, becoming a prostitute at Faye's brothel under the name Kate. Adam falls into a devastating depression lasting over a decade, unable to even name his sons for nearly a year. Their care falls to Lee, his philosophical Chinese servant, who becomes their de facto parent. The novel's philosophical heart emerges through Lee, who initially speaks pidgin English to meet Americans' expectations, but later reveals his educated self to Samuel Hamilton. After Kathy's departure, Lee confronts Samuel and Adam about the unnamed twins. Samuel physically shakes Adam from his stupor, demanding he name his sons. They choose Caleb and Aaron, Cal and Aaron, echoing the biblical Cain and Abel. During this naming ceremony, Lee shares his scholarly investigation into the Cain and Abel story, focusing on the Hebrew word Timshel, spoken by God to Cain. Working with scholars, Lee discovered that earlier translations misinterpreted this crucial word. The King James Bible translated as thou shalt, while the American Standard used do thou, both suggesting predetermined fate. The correct translation, thou mayest, reveals that humans have choice rather than predetermined destiny. This discovery becomes the novel's moral compass. Humans are neither condemned to repeat ancestral sins nor guaranteed salvation. They must actively choose their path. After Adam loses his fortune in a failed refrigeration venture, Cal earns $15,000 by buying beans at 5 cents and selling at 12 cents during World War I. When Cal presents this gift, Adam rejects it, saying he doesn't want war profits and wishes Cal had given him what your brother has, pride in the thing he's doing. Devastated, Cal takes Aaron to see their mother at her brothel. The shock drives Aaron to enlist underage in the army, where he's killed in combat. The novel culminates with Adam suffering a stroke upon learning of Aaron's death. As Adam lies paralyzed, Lee becomes the moral compass, understanding the weight of this final father-son moment. Lee pleads, "Give him your blessing. Don't leave him alone with his guilt," recognizing how unresolved guilt can poison a soul. With tremendous effort, Adam utters Timshel as his final word, a blessing that simultaneously acknowledges Cal's free will and leaves his future unwritten. Steinbeck suggests there is only one story that has ever existed, humans caught in a net of good and evil. This singular narrative transcends changes in landscape, economy, and social customs, remaining the essential fabric of human consciousness. After all our struggles and achievements, we're left with the simplest moral questions. Was it good or was it evil? Have I done well or ill? The novel explores this eternal story through generations, showing how patterns repeat yet can be broken through conscious choice. The Trask and Hamilton families serve as microcosms of humanity, their struggles echoing biblical narratives while remaining deeply personal. Evil exists as a real force embodied in Kathy/Kate, yet so does the capacity for growth and forgiveness. The final whispered Timshel represents not just Adam's blessing to Cal, but Steinbeck's message. We may be shaped by our inheritance and circumstances, but we are not determined by them. The freedom to choose, to overcome our worst impulses and nurture our best, remains our most profound human gift. This balance between understanding the forces that shape us and affirming our power to transcend them gives the novel its enduring relevance.